We have item two, public hearing to consider a resolution in the matter of the ballot initiative to reduce city of Roanoke Park's current sewer services charges. And for procedure statement, I'd just make note of the fact that we're not doing our minutes today. Item one, we're going to bring them back. This is the time and place for hearing by California Regional Water Quality Control Board, North Coast Region, to consider adopting resolution number R1-2008-0103 regarding a ballot initiative to reduce City of Roanoke Park's current sewer services charges to charges in effect on January 2006. This item has been properly noticed. Copies of the resolution and staff report are available on the handout table. Will all those who expect to give testimony in this matter please stand? Raise your right hand and take the following oath. Do you swear or affirm that you will tell the truth in this matter?
I do.
We'll start with staff presentation, followed by any comments from the affected agencies and the public.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you will recall, at our last board meeting, Mr. Massey asked that staff go back and take a look at what was going on in Roanoke Park and come back with a recommendation, analyze what information we could find and come back with a recommendation to the board. To that end, I've prepared a draft resolution for your consideration. It is before you. The thrust of this resolution, in my mind, is basically twofold. First and foremost is to acknowledge that the board understands that communities are concerned and should and justifiably need to be concerned about expenses and to keep control over expenses within their communities and to make sure that sewage projects that are developed are cost effective and affordable. The other is that over the years and our experience, and not just our experience but the experience I think across the country, is that when there are not adequate sewer fees, the infrastructure decays, and when it decays, it then fails. And this has been it's been a problem. It is becoming increasingly a problem nationally. We're seeing in California an incredible upswing in the number of sanitary sewer overflows that are going on. It's been in the paper, a series of really bad spills down around the bay that have resulted in a draft penalty of $1.6 million. So our interest as a board and the recommendation that we put before you is that a lot of people have worked really hard on making sure that there aren't raw sewage spills and there is adequately treated sewage for the community that discharges to the tributaries that lead to the Laguna de Santa Rosa and eventually to the Russian River. And so it is with that intent that we put before you this draft resolution, that it is important to manage costs, but on the other hand, we also need to have enough money to make sure that our hard work stays done and that there is adequate money to maintain infrastructure over the long term. And that is a constant job to keep renewing collection systems as they age. So with that, I'll turn it over to the board and to the chair for discussion.
Okay. Any board questions? Mr. Massey?
Mr. Chair, it isn't so much a question as it is a discussion. I was the one, as Ms. Coleman pointed out, that brought this because my concern is not, I'm very, very concerned about the price of sewers. I work with Forestville, and in that capacity, I spent last night dealing with the cost of sewers for small communities, so I'm very, very sensitive to it. I understand it very, very well. I spend a fair amount of my time looking at small communities. But the other side of the coin is, as a regulator, when I see the potential for the removal of revenue from a community, that as a regulator, it's likely to produce a problem for us. And so my concern is that we make sure that everybody understands that whether or not the community has the resources, we cannot change the rules. And so the fact that you have economic hardship does not get you off the hook as far as the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board is concerned. And the cause of that lack of revenue is really not our concern at one level. Our job is to make sure that the Porter Cologne Act is enforced, that the Clean Water Act is enforced, that we maintain the waters of the state. And it is because of that that I as a regulator, felt that we really have to say that up front, that this is a regulatory agency and that we will do our job. And it's because of that that I ask that we bring this forward, and obviously the staff has done a very good job, I believe. So with that, I'll give it back to you, sir.
Okay. Go on to public comment. Card from Susan Adams.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you very much for your time. My name is Susan Adams. I'm a member of the Roner Park Planning Commission and co-chair of the No on Measure L in Roner Park. I'd just like to make 2 points. The first is that if Measure L passes, it will severely compromise the ability of Roner Park to safely operate the sewer system in our town. And secondly, if Measure L passes, it will push the city of Roner Park to consider the possibility of bankruptcy. As you know, funds that are collected for the use of sewers in town may only be used for that purpose, but if this measure passes and those funds are not available, funds will be needed to be taken from the general fund, and all but essential city services will be put at risk. I'd just like to point out also that the proponents of Measure L are going door to door in Roner Park, spreading half-truths and basically lies about this measure, where they go completely unchallenged by the facts. In any forum, such as this one, or in the other forums where I have attended and been asked questions, and in forums that are to come up, the proponents of Measure L have declined to participate. I think it is because they know that when the facts are shown on their initiative, that people will understand that they are simply trying to bankrupt the city of Roner Park, and that they do not care for the safety of the system. My family moved to Roner Park in 1961 when I was a child, where I've lived the balance of my life. I feel it is a responsibility that we operate the city in a financially responsible manner, and the people who are proposing Measure L are not doing that. I thank you very much for your any help you can give us in this manner. I know if you've read the newspaper, you've read some fairly irresponsible comments. I think there was one in the paper yesterday by Mr. Hudson that said, look, the pipes are already in the ground. If Measure L passes, it's not like anybody's going to dig them up. The height of irresponsibility there is absolutely shocking, and I thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you. And a card from Jake McKenzie.
Mr. Chair, board members, Madam Executive Director, I'm not here as a particularly happy mayor this morning. This is a hearing that I would preferred not to have attended. I've been accused in the past by people in Roner Park of looking for every opportunity to speak, to be in front of the camera, to do all of these matters. And that may well be the case, particularly in a re-election year. But this is a hearing I wish I were not attending. My background, as some of you well know, is that of an environmental regulator. I spent 30 years as a pesticide regulator with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It's not my place to lecture you as a board about the implications of sewer system failure on the public health and environmental health, but it's to let you know that as the mayor this year of the city of Roner Park, I have, frankly, a unique understanding of what faces the city if this unfortunate and ill-conceived measure is put in place. I fully understand what's happening with your sister boards, the Bay Area Board and also the Central Valley Board, dealing with the city of Dixon, and the potential for severe enforcement penalties been taken, brought up against the city of Rohnert Park if events come to the pass that we predict. To be sworn in to give testimony this morning means that I fully and without any reservation stand behind the report on the impacts of the initiative measure to reduce Rohnert Park sewer service charges that we prepared, had prepared, and we adopted in accordance with the elections code. You've received a summary of that in your staff report. And so I'm not going to go back through the various explanations of what can happen. What can happen has been laid out by Susan Adams. There's a clear sequence of consequences if this measure passes. And we know that, and I fully understand that, the North Coast Water Quality Regional Control Board is going to continue to exercise its regulatory responsibilities under Port of Cologne and under the Clean Water Act. I have a long history as a citizen of Rohnert Park of being involved in discussions around the NPDES permit dealing with a sub-regional plant, and as an elected council member for the past 12 years, I have been intimately involved in all of the activities that we have undertaken with our partners in Santa Rosa to be responsible partners in helping to fund the operation of that plant. So here you go. You have a resolution in front of you. I believe that it will make very clear to those people who are concerned about the good name of the city of Rohnert Park and the protection of the environment and the protection of public health that your board is squarely putting the city of Rohnert Park and the Santa Rosa sub-regional plant on notice that you expect that expenditures will be made to maintain a properly operating sewer service. I will be doing everything I can as the mayor of the city of Rohnert Park, working with my fellow council members, all of whom oppose this measure, to make sure that it does not pass. And so I thank you for the staff work, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak in front of you this morning. And I hereby observe the stop sign.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Brendan? I saw a card coming forward, so.
Thank you. I didn't take the oath. I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you.
I don't want to comment on this in a specific way. I think that the people who are doing this have some valid reasons, although I don't agree with the way some of this is coming down. And I totally support where this board is coming from, and I totally understand the need for that. But I'd like to say, in a very general sense, I have watched over and over and over the sub-regional system spend enormous amounts of money on things that I really question their necessity. And I think there has been, up to now, whenever they have a fee increase, none of the people up to this point have complained. So they have these hearings about fee increases, and one or two people show up. So the assumption is that what they're doing and the money they're spending is okay. But I've been watching things from the perspective of someone who lives and pays $1,000 a year for operation and maintenance for a very small system that doesn't work right and needs all kinds of more money poured into it. And to be quite honest, one of the issues in the case of the Sonoma County Water Agency is that they'll send a dozen staff people to a meeting that some of us feel is really a waste of taxpayer money. They go to such extremes with that. And I'm sure if someone were to take an auditor and look at all of the fees and costs, that there's plenty of room for budget for downsizing some of the ways they deal with the issues they have to deal with. We're entering a time now of severe financial problems for not only people, the ordinary citizen, but for the government as well. And I would ask this board to encourage all of your entities to start hunkering down and looking at ways to cut their costs and to economize a lot more. The city of Santa Rosa spent about $15 million so far on studies to do a direct river discharge that I don't even think is necessary, and I keep making that case. And where is this going to end? I mean, it just seems that we've been living through a time when there's been a lot of abundance money-wise, and we're entering a new time now. And I just want to encourage this board to start considering that and start encouraging these dischargers to be a lot more careful with the public funds. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda. Anyone else from the public? All right. Any board member comments?
Yeah, I had some comments. One, I think we're in a very sensitive area of starting to enter a political arena, and we don't want to end up spending money on a political matter as a state agency. So I did note with pleasure that the way it was written, one, we did not endorse or oppose the initiative either way, and I think that's very important to note for the record. What we did is analyze what our duties are, that we will proceed no matter how that vote goes. And I also think it's very important within, if we get in another one, that we do not go to threats, because I think that's, again, would be very unseemly. So I did want to say I can support it, but I did want to compliment staff on how they carefully threaded that needle of not taking an active position and hope in the future we stay in that territory. And so I'd like to support it. I also think Brenda Edelman really raised an issue that sometimes I look at these sewer projects and what costs the most money isn't really necessarily getting the most bang for the buck environmentally. We're part of a huge system out of the state and EPA, and it's very, very hard to address, but I think it's a real issue, and how to get focused on getting the treatment we need for the environment is just really a good point, Brenda, and I hope you can enlighten me on the way as a board member I could effectuate that policy-wise, because that isn't clear to me, but I did want to support it, and I did want to thank staff, and I did want to note for the record we are not endorsing or opposing the initiative.
Mr. Massey?
Mr. Chair, I would give you a motion to adopt Resolution R12008-0103.
Second.
Any other comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And I would just compliment Brenda. I mean, as a veteran of many of those meetings, you do bring the message forward, to, and you make a good point about needing to reflect the times that we live in. And as chair, I would also just note for the record that the Press Democrat did run a story on this hearing. The time and place was noted, and yeah, it disturbs me as well that those promoting the measure were not here to answer the board's questions.
Mr. Chair, just wanted to respond a bit to what Mr. Corbett was saying. I agree completely in terms of trying to guide cities towards cost-effective projects. We are somewhat, as you are well aware, hamstrung by the law that we are forbidden to direct manner and method of compliance with the law. So often staff will see consultants proposing projects that from our view we would not endorse, or I should say are too expensive. They meet the environmental need, but they're really more cost, they're not cost effective, or there is a cheaper solution. And as you know, we are forbidden by law to be making that kind of finding for the cities. But I think the message from us needs to be to keep pushing and saying, look at costs, they're important.
Okay, we're going to go on. Item 3.